This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian and British officials say Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river. That's another sign of Moscow's struggle to win decisive victories and salvage a war gone awry. Russia's campaign in Ukraine's east is making faltering progress. Ukraine's airborne forces command has released images of what it said was a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over a river and several destroyed or damaged military vehicles. The command said its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. Britain's defense ministry said Russia lost significant armored maneuver elements of at least one battalion tactical group. Ukrainian authorities opened the first war crimes trial of the conflict on Friday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Friday that his country is not favorable toward Finland and Sweden joining NATO, indicating Turkey could use its membership in the Western Military Alliance to veto moves to admit the two countries. The Turkish leader explained his opposition by citing Sweden and other Scandinavian countries' alleged support for Kurdish militants and others whom Turkey considers to be terrorists. He said he also did not want to repeat Turkey's past mistake from when it agreed to readmit Greece into NATO's military wing in 1980. He claimed the action had allowed Greece to take an attitude against Turkey with NATO's backing. Erdogan did not say outright that he would block any accession attempts by the two Nordic nations. However, NATO makes all its decisions by consensus, meaning that each of the 30 member countries has a potential veto over who can join. Erdogan did not say, again, outright that he would block any accession attempts. This is VOA News. The U.S. baby formula shortage has sparked a surge of interest at milk banks around the U.S., with some mothers offering to donate breast milk and desperate parents calling to see if it's a solution to keep their babies fed. It's a pathway that will not work for every formula-fed baby, especially those with special dietary needs. And it comes with challenges because the country's dozens of nonprofit milk banks prioritize feeding medically fragile infants. The organizations collect milk from mothers and process it, including through pasteurization, then work with hospitals to distribute it. The shortage stemmed from a safety recall and supply disruptions and has captured national attention, with panicked parents looking to swap and buy formula online, and U.S. President Joe Biden urging manufacturers to increase production and discussing with retailers how they can restock shelves to meet regional disparities. North Korea has reported 21 new deaths and 174,000 more people with fever symptoms as the country scrambles to slow the spread of COVID-19 across its unvaccinated population. The deaths and cases were from Friday and increased total numbers to 27 deaths and 524,000 illnesses amid a rapid spread of fever since late April. North Korea said Saturday that more than 243,000 people had recovered and even more remained in quarantine. State media did not specify how many of the fever cases and deaths were confirmed COVID-19 infections. Israeli riot police on Friday pushed and beat pallbearers at the funeral for slain Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, causing them to briefly drop the casket and a shocking start to a procession that turned into perhaps the largest display of Palestinian nationalism in Jerusalem in a generation. The scenes of violence were likely to add the sense of grief and outrage across the Arab world. It has followed the death of who witnesses say was killed by Israeli troops Wednesday during a raid in the occupied West Bank. They also illustrated the deep sensitivities over East Jerusalem, which is claimed by both Israel and the Palestinians and has sparked repeated rounds of violence. Haitians are fleeing in greater numbers to the neighboring Dominican Republic, where they step into rickety wooden boats as they attempt to reach Puerto Rico, a trip which 11 Haitian women drowned this week alone. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian and British officials say Russia has suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.